Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. Mishnah Ches of Perek Ches is the final Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim, and it wraps up a couple of different topics that we've discussed over the course of Maseches Shkalim. We had discussed a while ago the 13 tables, the 13 Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and we mentioned one of those is the marble table next to the ramp for staging Karbanos, right? When Karbanos are going to go out to onto the Mizbeach to be burned, sometimes there's a little bit of a backlog. And so the Kohanim can't necessarily hold this stuff for a long time, and so they would put it down on the marble table next to the ramp. Our Mishnah tells us that they didn't always use the table. There are certain Karbanos that were staged directly on the ramp itself. Now, the ramp is on an angle, and it is 32 amos long. So it's somewhere between 48 and 64 feet. Long. So we're really talking about a fairly long ramp. And so the Mishnah teaches us, Mishnah Ches, Evarei HaTamid, the limbs, the big pieces of the Karban Tamid, we'll learn more about this in Maseches Tamid in Seder Kodshim, Nitanim Echatzia Kevesh Ulimata Bamizrach. They were staged, right? You would put down the pieces on the way up they would put it down on the eastern side of the ramp on the lower half. So before kind of the midline, on the eastern side, which as you're kind of going up the ramp, is on your right. And so why would they be doing this? Because the Karban Tamid is done first thing in the morning, and so very, very, very early. And so the Shechita is done, and the Zvika is done, and all that is done, but now they're going to take a break, and they're going to go daven. They're going to go say Shema. And so therefore, they bring the pieces of the Karban Tamid, and they put them on the lower half of the ramp on the right-hand side, and then they go say Shema. And then they come back, and they bring it up to the Mizbeach to be burned. Now, some days, there isn't just the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, there's also the Karban Musaf that comes along with it. And so the Mishnah says, V'shel Musafim, and the pieces of the Karban Musaf, Nitanim Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamala Ulamata B'ma'arav. It is put on the lower half of the ramp, on the western side. Okay, so still on the lower half, but on the western side, so on the left-hand side. So this way you could distinguish. The pieces on the right are for the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, and the pieces on the left are for the Karban Musaf. Now, except, there is one Karban Musaf that is an exception. V'shal Roshei Chadashim, the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Nitanim al Karkov HaMizbech Milimala. The Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh were put along the edge of the Mizbech at the very top, where they're really visible from everywhere. And the reason that they did this was in order to publicize that it was Rosh Chodesh, right? Everybody knows when Yontif is coming. So a Karban Musaf of Yontif, everybody knows. Everybody knows when it's Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh sometimes catches you by surprise. And so, and particularly in time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Rosh Chodesh was declared by the Sanhedrin on the basis of seeing the new moon, it wasn't easy to predict necessarily when Rosh Chodesh was going to be. And therefore, putting the Karban Musaf pieces at the top of the Mizbeach, so people could see them, would be a reminder that today is Rosh Chodesh. And so that kind of is that, wraps up that piece. More about that will be discussed in Maseches Tamid way later in Seder Kodshim. Now, a little bit back to Shkalim. HaShkalim v'habikurim, so the mitzvah of bringing the machtzis ha-shekel in order to pay for karbanos, and the mitzvah of bringing the first fruits, the Beis HaMikdash, which are then brought, and there's a tznufa, there's a waving, and the basket is put next to the Mizbeach, and then it goes to the Kohanim. So those are Ein Noagim El B'fnei HaBayis. They are only brought when there is a Beis HaMikdash. These mitzvos aren't relevant now. There is no mitzvah to bring Machtzis HaShekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and there is no mitzvah to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Shkolim, because fairly obvious reasons, the purpose of the Shkalim is for the Karbanos, right? For all of Klal Yisrael to participate in the Karbanos. And the Karbanos don't exist without a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, there's no need to collect Machtzis HaShekel. And Bikurim, because the Torah specifically says, with regard to Bikurim, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. You're going to bring them to the house of Hashem your God. So as long as there's a house, you bring them. But if there's no Beis Hashem Elokecha, there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no mitzvah to bring Bikurim. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, Ma'asar Dagon, truma of produce, of grain, and other produce, Umaser Behima, the Miser of, includes Trumos, but it's Trumos and Miseros, of the grain and other produce, Umaser Behima, and the tenth that we give from the new animals that are born to us, which we discussed earlier in the Masechta, Vehabachoros, and the firstborn animals, the firstborn sheep, goats, and cows that need to be given to the Kohen, because they need to go to the base, they need to be given to the Kohen, and the Kohen, if they're Tamimim, have to bring them on the Mizbeach. But if they're not Tamimim, the Kohen gets to eat them. So those halachos, Noagim Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalom Bifnei Abayis, these are relevant even nowadays, even without a Beis HaMikdash, right? Because the Maaser of produce is still in place, because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael didn't go anywhere, right? The Beis HaMikdash is gone, but the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains. And therefore, the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestros remains as well. Maaser Behima, the Torah links Maaser Behima to Maaser Dagon. The Torah compares them and links their halachos, and since we know that then Maaser Dagon is in place even without a Beis HaMikdash, so is Maaser Behima. And Bechor, of course, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Bechor has to do with the birthing of the animal. The Kedusha comes from being born first. And if it was born first, then it was born first, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or there's not. And therefore, that Kedusha exists irrespective of whether or not there's a Beis HaMikdash. We conclude by discussing what happens if a person actually brings the Shkalim and the Bikurim that he's not supposed to bring. Not brings them, there's nowhere to bring them, but he declares that this is a shekel, right? Hamakdish shkalim ubikurim. Right? If somebody says, right, this is for machtzis shekel, this is kodesh for machtzis shekel, or this is kodesh for bikurim, this fruit is declared to be kodesh for bikurim, so we have a machlokes tanaim, but the Tanakhama says, harei zeh kodesh. It becomes kodesh because you've sanctified it, and therefore you're kind of stuck. Right, because you can't bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. So if they are Bikurim, so the fruit now has Kedushas Bikurim, and there's nothing for you to do with it. You can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash because there is no Beis HaMikdash. So you basically have to let them rot. You have to put them aside until they are no longer really food, and then you could throw them away. But before then, you just have to put them aside. There's nothing you could do with them. And similarly, the money either has to be, you know, hidden away for the future when it can be given to the Beis HaMikdash, or has to be destroyed, like thrown into the example the Mishnah usually gives is thrown into Yam HaMelech. Right? You throw it into the Yam HaMelech, it sinks to the bottom, nobody's ever going to get it, because Yam HaMelech is not someplace people go swimming. And that's what you have to do with it, because it is Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. HaOmer Bikurim Kodesh, Einan Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shkalim, yes. If you are Makdish Shkalim, then they become Kodesh, because why not? You sanctified money to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is sanctified. But you can't declare something Bikurim Bizman Azeh, because there literally is no Bikurim. The Torah said, right, Tavi Beis HaShem Elokecha. And if there is no Beis HaShem Elokecha, there is no Tavi. And therefore, there's nothing to bring. And therefore, when you declare something to be Bikurim Bizman Azeh, it is nothing. Now, Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. And so Bikurim, if one were to declare their first fruits to Bikurim, it would be meaningless. However, if one were to declare this money is for Makdis and Shekel, for the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karbonos, that would be a big problem, because that money is now Hekdesh, and it's not so simple what to do with that money. As an important note, though, we have a minhag Bizman Hazeh. We have a minhag of giving coins, right, half dollars, on Purim, in the beginning of Adar, usually by Purim, and that is Zecher L'Machtzis Shekel. That is not this, right? This is somebody actually saying this money is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash for the mitzvah of Machtzis Shekel. What we do is we give money to Tzedakah Zecher L'Machtzis Shekel, right? As a reminder, because as we discussed at the very beginning of the Masechta, Shkalim are given in Adar. And so therefore, as a reminder, as a zecher for the fact that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash we gave Shkalim, we do this minhag. But that's not what we're talking about here. That's just tzedakah. So if nobody nowadays would say, this money is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash for Karbonos, if you did that, then really, then you're stuck. That brings us to the end of Masechet Shkalim. Salak Masechet Shkalim. Congratulations to all those who completed Masechet Shkalim. And we will shortly begin the next Masechta, which is Masechet Yomah.